We only should ask it always now. So I get there right now. They're on this. Meow. We only should ask it always now. So I get there right now. They're on this. Meow. We only should ask it always now. So I get there right now. They're on this. Meow. We only should ask it always now. So I get there right now. They're on this. Meow.
At first, no one was sure what had happened. An email from the daycare just told us the window had been damaged. A second email asked parents to park in a different lot. But we didn't know anything was wrong until the police announced there had been a gunshot. When I found out my son had been in that same room, sleeping on his cot. Eight children were in there, breathing and dreaming and unaware of the grief that small single bullet had almost brought. I went to the daycare the next morning. The bullet hole looked just like they do on TV. I stared at it. I wondered how the staff couldn't see it come from a gun. But I thought about it and wondered if I'd have known. If I were a teacher, I might have thought the glass was defective or a rock had been thrown. A gunshot wouldn't have been my first thought. I went inside to see the staff. I couldn't believe how calm everyone was. A few women told me they were nervous, but no one had been hurt, and almost all of them had returned to work. I hope those teachers couldn't tell how sad I was for them. They aren't paid much, and it's hard work, it's draining, it's thankless, it's all day. Those women were there because they had to be. Were they scared? Probably. But they were making the children smile, laugh, and sing as they sat together on that cold January morning. The sheriff was shaken when he met with us two nights after the shooting. He told us their efforts were doubled and there was extra security at the building, but they still didn't expect to catch the shooter. Some parents sent their children back to the daycare. We didn't. That sounds like it's easy to judge those who went back, but it isn't. Our son liked that daycare and he developed quickly, surprising us when he sang the alphabet or when he first counted to 20. He made friends with the other kids. We did the same with their parents. We knew the teachers. We cared for them. And even though what had happened was terrible, the shock went away quickly because that bullet landed in the wall, bloodlessly. We figured it was a mistake. A shot went awry, an accident during a gun cleaning. But a few days later, the police told us multiple bullets had been fired at the building, and they didn't know why. We invent reasons for evil. We blame it on class, economy, race, society, frustration, insanity, movies, immaturity, immigrants, flawed laws, presidents, God. When the enemy is anonymous, a lack of reason is terrifying. It's like a secret we're keeping. I like the cliched, comforting approach to end this track. I like the idea describing my son sleeping on his back, smiling in his Batman pajamas right before he wakes. I can talk about how the sunlight falls on his face as he opens his eyes. Or maybe I end this true story with a lie. I can tell you the police caught the shooter, or guilt drove someone forward. Even if the truth is, no one's been identified. Or maybe I finish it abruptly, violently, since this is an endless cycle of violence we're in, and it feels so hopeless. Like the way my wife feels when she wakes up at 4 in the morning, breathing quickly, helpless. A few days ago, we took my son to a birthday party. Good friends of ours have a daughter who was born a week before he was, and she just turned 3. There were 2 sets of mats in one corner of the play gym. My son jumped back and forth between them. Nothing too dangerous, but he slipped and he fell and he landed awkwardly. He stood up and came running over to me. It seems like he always wants me to hold him the same way. But I remember it the way I remember the scent of bread when I walk into a bakery, or how water fills me when I'm thirsty. His face presses against the right side of my chest, and his hands dive down between our bodies. A hug from my son feels like he's giving everything of himself to me. And then he ran off.